Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. There's something powerful about a wish come true and the people who make those wishes come true. Paul Krueger is director and CEO of Make-A-Wish South Dakota. He's with me here in the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Paul, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lori. It's good to be here.
And I'm just going to grin and be happy because our moment of full disclosure, Paul and I were college buddies in the journalism program at Augustana.
Right.
All those many years ago.
A few years ago.
And I don't think I've seen you since college, so.
Barely. Maybe crossed paths in a store here or there, but
right,
no, we really haven't.
Doing good things with your life. You found something wonderful to do to give back to the community. Tell me how long you've been at Make-A-Wish.
Been at Make-A-Wish about 7 years now, and followed somebody who was there 17 years and really built the chapter to where we are today, and I'm really proud that we're continuing to grow in the state and to reach more kids. And so 7 years goes quickly and I kind of look back, but it's been hundreds of kids that have had their wishes come true over the last several years.
And we had another guest earlier today, and you're one of those people who could really go anywhere and do anything. I believe that of you. Why stay in South Dakota? Why work in a nonprofit?
You bet. Well, first of all, South Dakota is such a great place to live and work, and we have such generous people. So my background is fundraising. I worked at Augustana raising money. I worked at USD in alumni relations and now Make-A-Wish. And we're just blessed to live in a state where people are very willing to help others. And so to work at a nonprofit, you have just a wonderful group of people in the community, individuals, businesses that are willing to help. And so it's not easy to raise money, but it's easier because you have people with such great hearts and generosity. And we also have three kids. And so to raise our kids here in South Dakota is really important too. To the values that we have in the Midwest, we're still a fairly safe area to live. And just the opportunities that we have right here are reasons to stay.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about this big picture of asking people and really giving them the opportunity to support something other than their own needs with things that might be extra or things that their heart leads them to. What do you have to convince somebody about your program and about giving in general? Like, what's the, you know, are there obstacles that people have to overcome?
Well, you know, the one thing is, I think generally people are generous. They're just not sure how to give sometimes and want to know the impact of their gift as well. And I think especially all generations want to know their gift is making a difference, but especially millennials and others want to know that their gift isn't just being sent somewhere and hopefully helping a good cause. They want proof that you are using their money in a great way to make a difference. And so the one really unique thing about Make-A-Wish is we serve the entire state of South Dakota, and we only serve kids who are sick here in South Dakota. And so at certain levels of giving, we can say, Lori, this is the child that you helped their wish come true. And so we are very tangible. I think every community in South Dakota has been touched with a child who has a critical illness. And so when you see our newsletter and you see kids from the small towns, from Sioux Falls, from Rapid, all over the place that are sick, everyone can relate to Make-A-Wish. And we're really proud that about 75 cents or 75% of every dollar goes directly to granting wishes. People ask those questions. They want to make sure their money's staying in South Dakota. It does. And so I think donors are becoming more and more sophisticated and asking more and more questions. And before they just send off their money, they want to know a little bit more how you're going to use it. Does the money stay here? Who will it help? Are you good stewards of the money we're giving you?
Right. And Make-A-Wish has a long tradition of that as well. So you certainly have something behind you that people have good recognition of.
Definitely. A lot of people know Make-A-Wish and feel good about Make-A-Wish, but sometimes they don't fully understand us. And so that's our other challenge here in South Dakota and across the country, really, is to educate people that we serve kids who are 2.5 to 18 and facing a critical illness, really an illness that puts their life in jeopardy at the time of referral. And so a lot of people still believe that Make-A-Wish serves kids who are terminally ill, meaning they're going to pass away from their illness. And that is how the national organization started out in 1980. But it was only a few years later that we moved from terminal to more of a life-threatening medical condition. And so we are trying to educate people because the reality is some of our kids do pass away, sadly, but a number of our kids live and beat their illnesses. And the national figure right now is about 70% live, and sadly about 30% pass away. And I think if you talk to most people who know a little bit about Make-A-Wish, they would think it was the opposite, that more of the kids pass away. And we never know. That's not up to us, of course. We just want to make sure each of these kids receive a wish. But if you think we only serve terminally ill kids and your child has more of a critical illness that's treatable or beatable, like a lot of the cancers and other transplant conditions and things like that, but if you think we're terminal only, you don't want anything to do with us. And so we want to make sure we're not missing kids in South Dakota who may qualify. We want the medical community to know more about us. Parents are well connected. If they're in a hospital here in Sioux Falls or Rapid City, or if they end up in Minneapolis or Mayo, they talk. And we want to make sure that they fully understand Make-A-Wish and we don't miss some of these kids.
How does the process work? How do kids get into the pipeline to have a wish, to make a wish and to have that wish granted?
Great question, Lori. So first of all, kids can be referred by medical professionals. We use that very loosely in South Dakota and really across the country too. But in such a rural state, it's everybody from school nurses to pediatricians, family practice doctors, nurse practitioners, really anyone with medical knowledge of that child's illness. The parents or guardians of the child who's sick, or family members with direct knowledge of the children's illness. So sometimes a grandma or grandpa or maybe a sister, aunt, uncle, somebody like that will make the referral, or the kids themselves. And the medical professionals can go online and go to md.wish.org or call our office, 335-8000. Parents can do the same. And then the doctors help us determine, based on the child's condition, if they qualify or not. So it goes back to the doctor. The doctor says, yes, this child does qualify, or no, this child does not. And then that's really, when they do qualify, that's really when our fun process begins. We have about 250 volunteers statewide. And so we have a staff of six and 250 volunteers. And the volunteers get involved once the kids are referred and approved for a wish. And they go out and meet with the kids and their families and work with the kids to help them determine their wish.
All right, what do kids wish for?
Well, a lot of things, a lot of things. Travel is very, very popular. Smart kids, you know, a lot of our kids haven't had the opportunity to travel. And so Disney World is what people always think of with Make-A-Wish. It's very popular. It's a wonderful experience. About 40% of the kids go there. Hawaii, this year granted one to a young lady who wanted to stay in an over-the-water hut for her wish. And so she went to Panama, of all places. They have a great place there for that experience. We have kids that go to SeaWorld and Disneyland and Alaska and just whatever they come up with. We have kids who wish for certain items. This last Friday, we granted a pop-up camper wish for a little boy who loves to be outside with his family. We do car makeovers. We do bedroom makeovers. We do computer wishes, technology, whatever the latest technology is. Shopping sprees. We have a shopping spree in Rapid City coming up this weekend. Also a shopping spree at the Mall of America in January. Mm-hmm. Some wish to meet their favorite celebrity. Might be a music star, movie star, sports team or star. We have a Patriots wish coming up, football wish yet coming up this year. WWE is popular among our teenage boys, kind of the junior high, middle school age. And then the original kind of founding of Make-A-Wish was a little boy wanted to be a police officer. And so we have some kids that wish to be something. And our most recent couple have been kids who come to South Dakota that want to be paleontologists, and they do dinosaur digs out in the hills. Sure. Great experiences. One of our kids wanted to be a train conductor, so he got to go down to Chattanooga, Tennessee to do that. So it's really whatever they come up with. Average wish is about $7,200 cash.
So without making me cry, what's the potential impact of that experience on the family of some of these kids?
Yeah.
Because the families are going through a lot.
They are. And the whole purpose of Make-A-Wish, and that's just another distinction about us, is we are there to take minds off of illness and hospital stays and treatment and whatever they're facing. So we've had families tell us that Make-A-Wish has changed their life, that we would never have been able to have this experience together, to go on a trip where everything is paid for. Everything is paid for. They arrive at the airport via limo. Everything is taken care of. So we have kids that have said their wishes transform their lives. You know, really, their wish experience helped them get through their illness. And we're doing a study nationally to really look at that and to determine it. But we believe that the wishes are a necessity. You know, everybody would say, okay, a wish is nice for a kid who's sick, but we really think they're part of that healing process. So we're working to make sure that again, every child knows about us that might qualify.
I'm curious about that. And without, you know, obviously there's some things that kids just simply cannot recover from. I understand the reality that we're speaking about. But you do have to wonder about research that would indicate the healing value of that space from stress and worry. And
well, and you think of, I think we can both relate, when you have something to look forward to, whether it's a vacation yourself or an anniversary or wedding or whatever it is, you feel better. You have something, even I think of the long winters in South Dakota.
Right.
I'm not a huge winter fan. And just to have a trip coming up that's going to escape from this for a little while is something to look forward to. So if you think of that and you think of kids who are facing illness and stays in the hospital, to have something to look forward to, which is a big part of what Make-A-Wish is all about, in anticipating that wish, you feel better. Your attitude is better. And so we have some of our local doctors that said, yeah, you know, so-and-so's wish is coming up and they just seem better. They just seem more alive. They just seem more willing to go through what they need to go through because they have this to look forward to. So I really think, you know, it's a little bit spiritual and emotional and all of that, but we really think there is something to wishes being.
Plus, we're hopeful and optimistic people. So not to overstate the reality of anyone's medical condition, but
that's true.
Yeah, but I definitely believe in hope and optimism
definitely.
As well.
And even the kids with a less optimistic outcome, you think of the memories that wishes create, not only for that child for however long they're here, but for their family members too.
Yeah. In my mind, they're all getting better, Paul.
I agree.
Because they're kids.
We hope so. Yeah. And they shouldn't have to go through what they're going through.
Exactly. Let's talk now. This is a statewide audience in the moment, but there's a sort of special tradition in the city of Sioux Falls with some Christmas lights, and you're bringing that back this year. Tell us a little bit about and help put it in context for people across the state to what this program is.
You bet. Well, it's called Christmas at the Western Mall, and so it's in the center court area of the Western Mall, which of course is on 41st Street near Scheels and Best Buy, and those are two kind of big stores that attract people this time of the year. But It's a really grassroots effort that actually started out at the home of Joe No, kind of his name rhymes, but that's his name, Joseph No, and it started in Crooks about 10 years ago, and he had a light show at his house and had it out there a few years and chose Make-A-Wish to donate the money to, so you drove out to his house. Well, it kind of became too much for his neighborhood in Crooks, and so we moved it in the Western Mall in 2010. And had it out there for several years. And at the highest, it's raised about $30,000 in a year. Mm-hmm. The lowest, about $15,000. The last time we did it was right around $16,000. We took the year off last year because Joe and another guy, Brian Schumacher, who was coordinating it, they're the brains behind it. They're 40 hours to program one song.
Oh, wow.
And so it's not... you have to go online really to see it, but it's westernmallchristmas.com. You'll see some of the old shows. This is a state-of-the-art show like no other. It's not like what you and I could put in our yards or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's programmed to great music by Trans-Siberian Orchestra and just all your kind of favorite holiday songs. And the thing moves and changes colors, and it's just a really dynamic show. It's won awards nationally among other light shows, which a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is to come out there as a family and then free will donations support Make-A-Wish. So there's two big donation boxes and envelopes and other ways to give, but we want it to be really a holiday tradition that families will go and stop out there. And even if you don't have a lot of money to put in or whatever, you know, everybody together creates a lot of momentum for Make-A-Wish. And so it creates awareness for us, but also is just a really great fundraiser and a tradition. So if you are across the state and get to Sioux Falls, it's 5:30 to 9:30 every night, starting Thanksgiving through New Year's Day. There'll be a number of people that will be there that first night to see it launch. And we have three new songs. And then right now, if you go to Make-A-Wish South Dakota or Western Mall Christmas Facebook page, you can vote for the two other songs. And he's going to bring back a couple favorites that people have liked over the years. So you can go on there and vote on your Facebook page. And those will be the two songs. But it's five songs. It's about 15 minutes long. There's about a 3-minute intermission. And there's actually bleachers to sit on. So you get out of your car, you get out of the cold, you come inside. This year, we're really excited that a lot of the Western Mall businesses are getting more involved. So there's going to be some special nights. We'll have Santa out there. We're planning some other giveaway nights, and we just hope, again, that people will come out and have a good time, celebrate the holidays together, and learn more about Make-A-Wish, too.
All right. Anything else about Make-A-Wish that you really want people to understand and know? It seems like around Thanksgiving, the holiday season, we really start, you know, again, feeling grateful, but also thinking about what we can give back. How do you carry that throughout the whole year?
Yeah, well, I think another important thing to know about Make-A-Wish is we're very grassroots. We're not a government agency. We're not United Way. So we're very reliant on individuals, businesses, and fundraising events to support our wishes. We're doing 70 wishes a year. Average cost is about $7,200, as I mentioned. And so just the awareness that your gifts will make a difference and your gifts will stay here in South Dakota. And just encourage people, again, we don't want to miss any kids that may qualify. So to learn more about us, our website is southdakota.wish.org. Has all kinds of information about how referrals work and really everything we talked about today. And our hope would be that we would have eyes and ears across this great state, that if they know of a child who is sick and facing a critical illness that's 2.5 to 18, that they would tell them about Make-A-Wish or tell their parents about Make-A-Wish, just to go through the process and see if they may qualify.
What do you love about your job? We'll finish there.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's so much to love. I think it's the generosity of people and how willing they are to support us. The smiles on the kids' faces, you know, to be able to meet them and to see them and to know that you're making a big difference in their life. You go home at night and little things that in my life with our kids or whatever are nothing compared to what these kids are facing. So to know that these wishes are doing something good in the lives of these kids, that makes me happy and that makes my job fulfilling.
Paul Krueger, come back anytime.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.